This next story is about Chinese artist Ai Weiwei. China still considers him so controversial that they don't allow him to leave the country. But that doesn't mean his art has to stay put. In fact, he's currently got an exhibition in, ready for this, Jackson, Wyoming. Only around 9,500 people call Jackson home, but now they've been joined by a series of gigantic bronze sculptures done by Ai Weiwei. The works are the heads of traditional Chinese zodiac creatures, rat and rooster, snake and dog, to name just four. Jim McNutt is the president of the National Museum of Wildlife Art, which is a temporary home for Ai Weiwei's work. McNutt says the sculptures make perfect sense in rural Wyoming.
We're doing art about animals. Why do people make images of animals in all times and places? And to explore that question, which is quite open-ended, we could do everything from the animal drawings in caves in Lascaux in France through bird stones made by Native Americans 1,500 years ago up to Ai Weiwei.
So walk us through Ai Weiwei's Zodiac Head exhibit. These are animals and I suppose figurines related to the 12 signs of the Zodiac. It's outdoors, right?
It is outdoors. These are big pieces. Something like if you held your hands around a great big tree, you would be thinking about something like this. They stand on poles. The smallest weighs 800 pounds. The largest weighs about 1,500 pounds, and they're 10 feet in the air. And they're extremely expressive in themselves. You're not just looking at a picture of a rat, but the rat is looking at you and saying something, and you begin to wonder very quickly what it is. And when you see the dragon, you start backing up across the road. It's a pretty fierce-looking thing.
I know Jackson gets a lot of people visiting, but it's a small town still. What does it mean for Jackson to have this exhibit?
Well, Jackson is a destination place already because it's the southern gateway to Grand Teton and Yellowstone National Parks. And having it here, there's a special relationship in the United States between the continued presence of big wildlife, moose and bison and bear and so on and so forth, and this art that is in our museum and is now outside the museum and in all of its different representations.
Yeah, that's an interesting juxtaposition. I mean, Ai Weiwei doesn't just do animal sculptures, though. There's always meaning. What does this work mean, do you think?
Well, I think what Ai Weiwei did, and as we've learned about it, it really is fascinating because he's taken something that is of historic moment in China. The originals of these figures were part of a zodiac display at a Chinese palace that was looted by the British and French in 1860 during the Second Opium War. But Ai Weiwei knew from images what this beautiful palace looked like and then reconstructed his own versions of the heads. And it's actually really fascinating. If you look at the etchings that portray the original location, these heads sit on these sort of anthropomorphized figures, that is, humanoid sorts of bodies. But the art that Ai Weiwei has produced, they are essentially decapitated. We're seeing the heads on poles. And so it represents this literal separation of the head from its cultural home and from its historic location.
Let me just ask you one last thing. I mean, we're talking 800-pound sculptures, 12 of them for each sign of the zodiac. That's a lot of weight. How'd they get shipped to Jackson, and what was it like installing all this?
Oh, it was wild and crazy to install it, but we got it all done in one day. We had two semi-trucks arrived with all the heads on them and the assorted poles. We had poured concrete pads last week to place each one of them on and then figured out a scheme to make sure that they were stabilized there. Had a great big crane and a whole crew of people out working it. We managed to videotape the whole thing, and we'll have that to play for people later. And I think that'll be exciting in itself.
That's Jim McNutt with the American Museum of Wildlife Art in Jackson, Wyoming. And you know you want to watch a crane hoist a 1,000-pound bronze zodiac head into the air. Seriously, you got to. We've got a video at PRI.org.